This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get to introducing our boys here,
exciting
news.
What's that?
Big shout out to our engineer, Derek. He got in here. He got it fixed literally right in time. Our live stream is up, and Ryan has on his stupid effing outfit that we'll touch on in a second. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. And you can get out on the Odyssey app and WCMF.com.
So many options.
With all that being said, we welcome in our fine, distinguished gentleman from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. Danger, good to see you.
Good morning.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Do you want to explain to the audience what he is today?
So he's a very depressed Seattle resident.
If you're not watching,
he's kind of grunge. He's kind of coffee. He's kind of bug jar. He reminds me of somebody who used to sit in that chair. Actually,
don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
But you're way slimmer.
If you are not watching the live stream, Ryan is in a thick cardigan, brown sweater, a brown beanie. He has his hair swooped out under the front of it. He is wearing nerd-ass glasses and a pink Record Archive t-shirt.
This cardigan is actually locally sourced from Macy's.
All right, let's just get this
St. John's Bay.
Let's just get this over with. Danger, I made the argument this morning that what makes the Bills so dangerous on offense is also what destroys them on offense. This team can win on offense five different ways, right? You have Josh taking over opening day against Arizona. You have two different running backs that took over games in Miami against the Jets. You have the 300-yard game last week, right? Like, they can beat you a lot of different ways. But it seems like the Bills aren't sure which way they're going to beat you until 4 minutes left in the second quarter.
It's crazy, right? If we've learned anything about the Bills this season, it's that they know how to make adjustments, and they can make adjustments, and what they go into the game thinking they can do, they can't do, but they make the adjustments they need to be competitive, and well, except for the Baltimore game. And you know, it's worked out for them, and I think that that's – it's a little alarming that you're going into the game and you're not able to execute out of the gates. But they have made adjustments both on both sides of the ball.
But here's the thing. You can't even make that statement straight up, because it seems like they just pick a half to play, because, you know, you come out slow against Arizona, last week against Tennessee, against Baltimore, against Houston. But then that Jets game, you came out looking great. Everything was moving. Then the second half, you weren't scoring points for anything. Like, it's just like pick a half any half.
Right. And again, I think it comes down to adjustment. I mean, if you watch any NFL game, like, I think good teams adjust, and then they adjust again, and then they adjust again. You know, last night, for example, you had a game where it looked like it was going to be a high-scoring affair. Both teams scored on their first two drives. They scored touchdowns. They make adjustments. Everything slows down, and then it's just a matter of more adjustments within the game of adjustments. It's crazy, and it does come down to coaching sometimes.
Adjusting the adjustments.
You got to adjust. And then you got to pivot to another adjustment.
Adjusting the adjustment sounds like a really crappy, like, football podcast. Hey, welcome to Adjusting the Adjustments.
Or a bad, like, 90s grunge band.
Adjusting the
Adjustments. I saw Adjusting the Adjustments.
Oh, you saw
last
them.
Week.
Good.
It's pretty good.
Ryan. Ryan. With that being said, that you could win in five different ways, in your opinion right now, if you need a play, who do the Bills lean on?
You know, I agree with Michael and his point on, you know, how the Bills make adjustments well. And I have to say, it's interesting how the Bills' offense is moving toward, like, pre-snap motion. It feels almost like choreographed, like a modern dance piece. So I think that if you're going to go to a guy at that point, a person, sorry, I would say, excuse me, I'm talking. I think it would be someone like Khalil Shakir.
All right.
And he's going to get it for you. He's going to make things happen.
Tommy made his picks this morning.
Cool.
Let's get to our first pick. Tommy tells it like it is here on CMF. Over under. 1.5 a touchdown for Amari Cooper.
What do you think?
I'm asking you.
This kid's the man.
He's like, he's not a kid. He's like ancient in football years.
They don't call him Super Cooper for nothing.
Well, I heard that one time and you hated it.
He is Super Cooper.
I think you and all Bills fans do need to pump the brakes. Like, I would be great for Amari Cooper to come out and repeat his performance from a week ago, but it does take time. It takes time.
It didn't take him time last week.
He got to be pointed to where to go.
Just give the kid the ball. He knows how to catch a goddamn ball.
The first target, he did drop it.
Okay, that might have been a little jive, saying he ain't ready. Right. That might have been a jive drop.
He dropped it on third down on the first drive on purpose. Okay.
Just to set the tone.
All right.
He's Super Cooper. Where do you think I'm going?
I'm asking
He's
you.
Getting a touchdown.
So to be clear.
Hey, God, how hard is this?
You are over one half a touchdown
for Hawks.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Danger. Amari Cooper does score a touchdown on his first catch as a Bill. Keon Coleman has to literally point to the spot he has to be to get there. He's had another week in the offense. He's done this before on two other teams, so you think if anyone can handle it, he can. But you do have to be cautious. Over under one half a touchdown for Amari Cooper on Sunday.
Listening to Amari Cooper earlier this week, you heard him talk about how he and Josh Allen, they're refining their pregame and their celebration handshake. Mm-hmm. I think he gets a touchdown.
Ooh. They're already working on the handshake.
They're choreographing their celebration. They already know what their celebration is going to be when he gets into the end zone. Yeah, I like Amari Cooper to score again this week.
Baby.
Do you think that he unlocks this offense for the rest of the season?
I think he makes, at minimum, he makes everybody better. He makes all the wide receivers better. You saw it last week. I mean, he didn't put up massive stats, but he made everybody around. He made Shakir better. He made Coleman better.
Got the job done.
Dalton Kincaid made a couple of nice catches.
Okay. All right. We turn to Ryan, whose Pearl Jam has a Smucker's label on it. Over under one half a touchdown for Amari Cooper.
I like the fact that Amari Cooper adds even more balance to the Buffalo Bills offense, kind of like how I like to balance my caffeine intake with microdosing. But and as much as I don't want to, bow down to the authority here, I will say I'm going to be so anti-conformist that I'm going to conform with what they have to say, in that, yes, Amari Cooper is going to get a touchdown.
Sweep.
Okay.
Grunge sweep. West Coast grunge sweep.
You know West Coast grunge sweep?
No. I've never met them.
Oh.
Personally.
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool.
He reminds me of my first wife.
Wait, really? Your first wife looked like that?
She does now.
Seattle Ryan. And Mike Danger, recapping picks as well. Let's get to our second pick here on a Football Friday on CMF. Over under, 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
So you're telling me that they use the Davis kid, then it ain't going to be cooking time.
Every time.
Get my score one backwards. Of course he's going to get 100 yards. They can't stop. No, but you tell me they can't stop.
No, but. All right. I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm just trying to help you. Okay. Right.
And by the way, Cook's your star. Davis showed up, but Cook's your man.
So you are over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, you have James Cook. You have Ray Davis. James Cook is obviously your feature back, but Ray Davis, every week it seems to start to chip away at carries. The more carries Ray Davis has, the less the odds that James Cook goes over 100. Over under 99 yards for James Cook.
I think this is a good week for James Cook, and mainly because the Bills' offense has been running that zone blocking scheme, and I appreciate that because of how minimalist it is. So I think that, yes, if they continue to play that kind of offensive blocking scheme, I think there's no doubt that he's going to get 100 yards.
I am 100% so far.
The fact that he's agreeing with you on everything is making me nervous about this
kid. It always
does. No, I mean,
look at him. You don't like your brother.
No, I like my brother.
Do you?
I like him in small doses, as micro doses.
In micro doses?
Yeah, thank you, yes.
I know someone that can help you with that.
Danger. Cook has yet to go over 100 yards this season.
Yeah.
Right? But in the games where he got, highest rushing total against Houston, 82. But the Seahawks have one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. Over
can't stop
under
anybody.
99 yards rushing for James Cook.
You know what? There's a conspiracy that I have, and let's see if Seattle Ryan agrees with me on this. I think that the Bills purposely don't let their running backs put up big numbers in any individual game. Because somewhere down the road, you're going to have to pay James Cook. And you would only have to pay him more if he's putting up 100 yards every single time he's out there, which he probably could do the way you feed him the ball. I think they like that. Well, there's also the health benefits of splitting up that workload between three backs like they traditionally do. So I don't hate what they've done with the backfield, but James Cook is the most talented back in that backfield. That said, I don't think he gets 100 yards. I think
based on conspiracy.
You think it's that corporate structure that's holding him back?
It's a money deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's heady. I like that. I like that.
So it's the corporate screws that are killing this kid.
Always.
He's got it.
Well, it could be as simple as
they're not going to feed that dog.
They're going to split the time. I mean, you've got Ray Davis, who's good. You've got Ty Johnson, who's good.
Yeah.
And you've got James Cook. They're all capable of doing the job. So why keep it all on one guy?
And he's a corporate guy, so he knows how they turn the screws around. He's playing.
Yeah, listen to Turn the Screws Around?
Tommy has him on vinyl.
Oh, sure. I like listening to. I actually listen to the post game on vinyl because I like that crackling.
You know what's funny is Danger's like laughing, except like he is a guy Danger would hang out with. Yeah. 100%.
I'd have a conversation with Seattle Ride. Yeah.
I am Danger from the past.
It's Football Friday. Recapping Tommy's picks on it. Tommy tells it like it is. Mike Danger from 95.7, the fan. Seattle Ryan from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Let's get to our third pick here in the break room on CMF. Over under 3.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
So they had to get to him four times.
Four times.
That's a lot of sacks, Pat.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
For anybody.
Not for you, but I mean for a football team, yes. Four sacks is an average Saturday night for Tommy Ulay.
You're telling me the kid's getting creamed.
But four sacks is a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
But this defense, if they show up, they show up.
Greg Rousseau is due to go off again. He's got great numbers. He's just not getting to the quarterback.
And I'm not taking any guy can sack.
Anyone, any sack.
Oh, I'm taking that bet, baby.
Four sacks is a lot
Laying
of sacks.
It down.
Okay.
Come on.
So to be clear.
What a hell of a show.
Are you talking about this one or the game on Sunday?
Neither.
Okay. So to be clear.
Yeah, to be clear.
You are over 3.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
Stupid talk.
Geno Smith is getting his ass kicked, Danger. 20 sacks in 7 games.
Yeah.
Maybe without his number one, really only wide receiving option. Over under 3.5 sacks with his Bills D sign.
And they have injuries on the offensive line, and they do weird things where they rotate. There's not a ton of continuity there. It's a good thing he's athletic because he's been able to escape the pocket and avoid some of those sacks. All that being said, I think right now A.J. Epenesa is playing his best football all season. You're right about Greg Rousseau, and I think Greg Rousseau could absolutely eat in this game. So I'm going to go with the over.
Wow, 4 sacks. Okay.
I think we get 4.
Baby.
Coming at us from Instagram, we turn to Thigh Callus and Chains. Ryan?
Yes.
Over under 3.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday.
I like the way that the Bills defense like plays together. It feels very community driven. So I think that in that sense, yes, I think that the Bills are going to get the 3 sacks that are necessary for this bet to hit. So, yeah, for sure. 100%.
All right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Danger can't even look at Ryan right now.
He gives you a stupid look. And it's like, he's so...
It's perfect. By the way, if you're watching the live stream, you can't wear his shirt. He is wearing a Record Archive t-shirt.
Yes.
And like every time, I love the Record Archive.
I know
you know I love the Record Archive. Every time you walk into the Record Archive, there are 3 of that guy at the Record Archive.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets hot in the Record Archive. Why are they wearing a winter hat inside? It's like 90 degrees. All right. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy here. Fourth pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 4 or more points?
Well, based on my previous picks, it seems to me I'm thinking the Bills are going to win.
So 4 and that's it?
Oh, no. I think it's going to be a very convincing win.
What are you thinking then?
I see more than 4 points.
What do you see, jackass?
I see a jackass blowout. West Coast, baby. Air Coryell. West Coast. New York Sack Exchange coming over to Soft Jiggly Town and putting it to them boys. Blah.
Air Coryell, New York Sack Exchange, Seahawks versus Bills blowout.
Jigglytown, soft boy blowout.
Okay. You definitely nailed the Jigglytown soft boy.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's in the lead. He looks like the lead singer of Nutella.
Nutellica.
I feel really bad for people that can just listen because the looks are what's doing it.
They're priceless.
The looks are what's doing it. He's doing his greatest performance.
So serious.
His greatest performance that no one can see, which is Ryan's life. It's a definition
it's
of
so
his life.
So unamused and serious.
And like, here's the thing. He's got so much face, it really sells it. He's sold out of face. Ryan.
Patrick.
Do the Bills win this game? And if they do it, do they do it by four or more?
Well, I don't really plan on watching the game. One, because I don't own a TV. And two, I like to watch the All-22 after the game because I feel like it's more of a cerebral experience, like an uncut film. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with the authority on this one and say, yeah, the Bills are going to win the game. Of course they're going to win the game.
Look at
that.
Are
they going to cover the four? Three.
I don't like to count in traditional senses, so I'm going to say that they're going to put forth a really, really good effort.
Listen to Not So Little Theater.
Oh, he gets his coffee. You know where he gets his coffee?
Where's he at?
Blabbas.
I actually have mine filled with a latte with goat milk, which is a milk from a goat that's fed exclusively a diet of oat milk.
You're doing so great. You're doing so good. Danger.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win this game? And if so, do they cover the three?
28-24 Buffalo. They win and they just barely cover.
All right. So that would normally do
it. Yeah, there we go.
I'm going to preface. No, you don't, because it probably shows up in the brother. Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick this morning from here on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. There's going to be a new drinking game on this game.
Got that?
Because you're going to hear a word be used constantly throughout this game when they're describing the Bills on the field.
What do you think?
Gel. It's going to be used multiple times to describe what you're seeing on the field. The team is going to gel at the right time.
This is
going to be the team right now where you're going to see a balanced attack and they're going to crush Seattle.
What's the
pick is how many times they say gel.
How many times? Okay, so you're going to sit and watch the broadcast and count how many times they say gel.
No, you will.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I'm not doing it either.
Oh, great. Then you lost.
No, how did I lose?
Give me a
don't have to keep track.
Why did you say they say it at least one time? That would be your bonus pick.
You do have to keep track because you don't pay attention. So we tell you if you won or lost. Hey, guess what? You lost. Oh, what happened, genius?
Put a number on it.
Five.
So your bonus pick is that the commentators say...
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in your bonus pick.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
give me something flashy.
You can't handle flashy. I know flashy. You ain't no flash.
You're a crumb bum, no flash, lush.
Lush.
All right. Gel. There it is.
The key word today is gel.
Seattle Ryan.
Yeah.
Do the commentators say the word gel five times on the broadcast on Sunday?
I like the fact that like we're looking at this from like a family experience, you know, like the idea of gelling together. So yeah, I'm gonna say 10 times they're gonna say that. They're gonna put together 10 different occurrences of them saying gel. And yeah, so I'm gonna take I'm gonna take that bonus bet.
Look at that.
All right.
And he knows gel. I met his daddy.
Just to prove
you listen
that
to Met His Daddy?
You were saying,
just to prove that I would hang out with Ryan and have a conversation with Seattle Ryan, there's a song by, they're not from Seattle, but they're from that era. Remember Collective Soul? Who
of
doesn't
course
remember Collective Soul? They had a song called
it's
Gel.
The World I Love.
And it's a and it's
world
a song.
I know, you idiot.
No, that's a, no, I'm talking about the other one. It's on the B-side.
It's a deep cut. There's a song that damn, broadcast from time to time will bump with Gel by Collective Soul, a song that they did for a movie soundtrack years and years ago. Does that count? I'm asking if
that
counts.
First of all, now there's two of them. Now there's two of them.
Look at that.
Let's talk about Collective Soul, who we bumped with a song. It was from a movie.
I knew I'd get you
track.
Eventually.
You never lost
like,
me,
bro,
dude.
No, you're wearing an Under Armour hat. That's pure dad wear. You can't go back to your hipster ass
vinyl roots. I'm hanging on, man. I'm hanging on to that bottom rung as long as I can.
We're not counting the bump. We need 5 instances of the word gel spoken.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Does he use the word gel?
Where's gel?
Have you ever heard him use the word gel?
That dude is gel.
He might not be prepared. You know, he can't prepare the way normal broadcasters can prepare. So maybe it's a crutch. Maybe it's something that he goes to more often.
Yep.
Crutch a word gel. That he just kind of like likes to use. I'm going to say no.
Though. Okay,
I'm
that's a go no. With the end. Yeah. That's an absolute
yeah, but he's kind of leaning my way.
No, he's just trying to get...
Conspiracies and gel.
He's just trying to get Seattle Ryan alone in a room to talk about like the newest Mudhoney vinyl B-side.
Mudhoney? No. No. We listened to the Head and the Heart cover band supergroup led by from Motorhead's Lemmy and Nancy Wilson from Heart.
It's good.
That's what we listened to.
Well, I get the Heart connection.
Why is that?
Well, she also kind of big.
Oh, I thought you meant like his was about to stop.
That's it.
All right, Danger from 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him every single weekday, 3 to 6 on the Sports Bar. What do we got going on today?
So this afternoon we'll talk to our buddy Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy. We'll sit your Week 8 Fantasy football lineups. And then Bills Digest. Alex Brasky will be stopping by at 4:25 to preview the game as well.
Alex Brasky! To Alex Brasky!
You guys listen to Alex Brasky?
Shut up, Ryan. If I wanted to catch the newest episode of Let's Go Duffalo, where could I find that?
You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can also find us on social media at let's.go.duffalo.
Oh, so you do have social media?
Well, no, but yes. It's not really social media, and you can also find us on Blue Sky.
Tommy doesn't even get that's such a deep hipster
joke. The
hell
is Blue Sky?
It's like Gray Sky, but sunnier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of the way, boys. Always a pleasure.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right.
Yeah.
The Mayo Clinic did a study on aging.
Yeah.
And they seem to have nailed down a very good indicator to figure out if you are aging fast.
Okay.
If you can stand on your non-dominant leg for at least 30 seconds, you are not old yet.
Okay.
Okay.
So what leg, what are you right-legged, I'm assuming, right-footed?
Well, I'm right-handed.
All right, so you probably, that's probably your dominant leg.
What would you kick a kickball with?
That don't count.
I watched it. The bottom of his spine as he falls down trying to kick a kickball.
So I got to stand on my dominant leg.
No, non-dominant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, non-dominant?
Could you stand on your left leg for 30 seconds?
I don't know. Why would I?
To see if you... Oh, my God.
When was the last time you tested your balance, period? Like, where you're, you know, tried to walk on a straight line?
This room.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're right-footed as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you stand on your left leg for 30
seconds?
I think
so.
Okay.
Women have good balance.
I think she's young.
Jesus Christ, she's not even 40.
All right, can we test Kimmy? Because you're the only one that can do this and still have the discussion. So I'm going to set my alarm as we have the discussion.
So we got to go 30 seconds.
30 seconds, your left leg standing up, and we'll see if...
Where do you have to put your hands?
Old Kimmy, just at your side. Tell me when you're ready to go.
I'm ready.
Go. Okay, so the idea behind it is the muscles in your legs and thighs and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
Every decade you tack on, Kimmy, you're at 10 seconds. How are you feeling?
I think I'm good.
You doing okay? Well, we're gonna see if we get to 30. Okay. Every decade you tack on should decrease about 2 seconds.
Okay.
We are at 20 seconds. How are you feeling, Kimmy?
I'm good.
Feeling good. Okay. Yeah. They said, this is in the study, this is all not right, me, right. Your non-dominant leg is a leg you would not kick a kickball with. 30 seconds, how you doing?
I think I'm good.
Way to go.
Oh, she got it. Right.
Not old.
You're going to live.
Close. Yes, yes. They also say, if you could do it with your eyes closed.
That would be a little tricky. I mean, that would be
healthier.
Hard for anybody, I think.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Eyes closed.
Yeah, like your honeymoon.
Leg.
Okay. Yeah.
No, that was him.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yep.
And go. All right. So Kimmy's eyes are closed. She's standing on one leg. So I tried the eye. Oh, she's swaying.
It is hard.
They say the
Why
more
is it so
sway.
Much harder?
Oh, she's going down. She's out. She's out. 8
Man, it makes
seconds.
That big of a difference.
She's done. Yeah. So I tried it this morning just to see if it worked. She's right. It when is, you don't have a visual cue,
you fall.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
So, like, if you could do it for 30 seconds, you're good, period.
Oh, yeah. It says that your body is not aging in a negative way.
Right.
Yeah. Eyes closed, it says you're even, quote, healthier, so I don't know what that means.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe you die in your 60s. You got that going for
sure.
you?
Sure.
Right?
Got some time. Mm.
I love how you're not, you know you got no shot.
I'm old and I have hearing loss, which I have bad balance to begin with.
No, I got bad balance.
I got hearing aids.
No, I got hearing aids. My balance hurts real bad.
I think I could do a little bit. I couldn't close my eyes.
Okay.
But
no, what do you mean? You think you do a little bit?
I am in dress shoes. I think it doesn't count.
That's
in dress shoes.
No, actually, according to the Mayo Clinic, dress shoes are the perfect shoes.
Yeah,
to try
very
this,
sturdy.
Actually. No, these are really nice shoes.
Don't give it a shot, bitch.
I got my nice socks.
Oh my god, you bitch!
I don't think I could do it.
Okay, so thank you. That's all I needed you to say because you just tried to say.
I'm already older. What am I finding out?
Well, no,
at my age.
Look, there are people.
Whatever I do, you're gonna say I'm gonna die.
No, if you can do it for 30 seconds, there's nothing I can say. Look, and there are guys right now your age that are listening at work. Well, no, they're probably all retired because they made good financial decisions. But, like, there are guys that are a little bit younger than you that are at work right now, standing on their left leg, saying, like, hey,
what are they, flamingos?
Well, I guess you would look like one.
Yeah. Well.
I was actually very proud of myself. I went for a full minute because you guys were a little bit late this morning, so I had
nothing
to do.
Oh, look at you.
You did what?
I got it up for a full minute.
Damn.
Yeah. No big deal, man. Healthy as a horse. Check
well, you
out
work
guy.
Out and you're young. It's pointless.
Yeah, I do work out. Don't you forget it, buddy. Don't you forget it. So it is funny, though, like, you know, as we try and figure out what makes you old, what doesn't make you old. Like, there are other things that could affect this, right? Because you could still be healthy but have, like, a bad knee where you couldn't
stand
on one
foot. Right, that's what I mean. I think some people just have bad coordination,
and
they have had that their whole lives.
But maybe the idea of bad coordination is an indicator down the road that
something
else is going to happen.
Maybe.
Right? Because, I mean, hell, you can make the argument that bad coordination increases your odds of dying in an accident.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out with this study from the Mayo Clinic is the standing on one leg, is that an indication that your body, mind, everything together is healthy enough or everything's going to be
tune.
All right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
is it just, it could lead to outside problems.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like if I can't stand on one foot for 30 seconds because knee, ankle, shoulder, whatever.
Right.
You fall a lot.
Yeah, I could go down, hit my head, and then it's all over. And if you go down and hit your head, like they're going to need...
Your mom will cushion me.
The amount of
Still
mops
that.
They would need... From that giant head exploding open. You ever see Kimmy?
Yeah, I got a big head, all right.
Don't get mad at me because you're going
to
die.
I got a big old throbbing head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.